Welcome to the Comics Experiment right here at the Comic Store. Welcome to the Comics Experiment right here at the Comic Story and Channel. We do it, you really messed me up. Every Thursday here at twitch.tv/comicstory, and you can catch it live at about 3 p.m. Eastern. It's then uploaded to all of your favorite podcasting apps and then put on the YouTube channel every Saturday. This is where I sit with Andy and Dan, and we discuss philosophies and ideas and fun stuff in the world of pop culture and media, and they do nothing but try to mess me up in the intro. Just messed me up so
I
bad.
Know.
So, Andy, why don't you tell them about our sponsor today?
We're sponsored by G-Fuel.
G-Fuel?
G-Fuel. Use code COMICS at checkout to save 10%.
Yeah.
Ah!
Code COMICS at checkout to save 10% of your order of G-Fuel. If you want to see this show continue, please consider going to our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, getting early access unedited versions of the show, or going to our sponsor, G-Fuel, to get 10% off of your order. If we can increase our sales, I'll get a flavor. We're going to name it Nerd Sweat. It'll taste like fruity something because that's every G-Fuel, but...
Oh, I was going to call it Fresh Comics. It's like that smell, but it's taste.
We're just the way comics.
So
you're going to get a comic. We're going
to
put it in.
You need to get that fresh waffle print.
Yeah.
Imagine that you had a drink it. Just tasted in your like
mouth.
Print.
Just next time you do that, just open your mouth and just inhale.
It's like jamming a comic in your mouth. That's
would somebody buy
like.
Something if I said the flavor is Batman's jockstrap? Just that's the name of.
How do you know Batman wears a jockstrap?
Do you really think he doesn't wear a jock strap? That's today's experiment.
He would be wearing a two heroes
bat
wear
straps.
It would be a bat strap.
Yeah, it's do they wear jock straps in sports bras? That's the whole thing.
It's a little bat.
It's got a little bat.
Do you think like Nightwing, because they're wearing such tight outfits, he wears those things over his nipples so they don't chafe?
Well, yeah, obviously.
They've got bat nipple pasties.
Yeah, you don't want
anyway,
chafing.
Free the nipple.
No,
okay, sorry.
Today's real topic is actually about how I did not like Avatar.
You wanna hit him in the knees and I'll go for his face.
Kinesha! So, Dan and I had a talk about this. We thought it'd be an interesting discussion for the show.
We were rock climbing.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make sure they knew I do physical activities.
I was like, that was so random.
You should have flexed while you did it. We were rock climbing over there.
No, we haven't gone that much yet.
That's fair.
So, let me catch everyone up to speed and I'll give the philosophy behind this.
The Avatar is a show.
No, do that because that actually probably be helpful. Go.
So it's a movie about blue people.
That's true.
Having sex with their giant flying raptors.
Andy, what's your version of Avatar?
It was a movie by M. Night Shyamalan with Ong.
Oh, God.
I loved a lot of people's responses. I didn't like the Avatar show. And then they go, are you sure you didn't watch the movie?
Show wasn't very long at all. It was like an hour and a half.
Yeah, right?
It didn't make any sense.
Okay, so... Long story short, I don't know why I was saying that because I'm giving
long story short.
No, short story long.
I need to mention this. So Benny doesn't quite know what long story short means because he's on the phone earlier and he's talking to Andy and I and he just goes, long story short.
And walks away.
And we're like, no,
and he hasn't even started a story yet.
Oh. All right, so way back when, Dan's been asking me for like years to cover this story, the Avatar comic books.
Yes.
And I never saw the show, so I was never on board of it. Generally, when we pick stories for the channel, very rarely are they picked for any reason other than we enjoyed them and there happens to be a movie or game or show or something related to them. But we normally pick stuff that we have more, that's closer to us.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, like you liked American Vampire. I read American Vampire. We wrote that one up. Mm-hmm. Dan likes Avatar, so it was decided he would voice
him
over the Avatar.
So he made Dan voice it.
Yes, I made Dan voice
that's
it.
Well, that's the real reason
you
finally
up.
Got it was because I volunteered to voice it and he was like, yeah, okay, that gives me a day off.
Yeah, gives me a day off doing that. So we did that. Now, I agreed when we started doing the comics, it did very well. And I'm like, I'll watch the show finally. And Dan got all worried that I was going to take over the comic.
I was a little bit. Just a wee bit.
But I was just curious. I'm like, I've never seen the show. COVID had just started. So like, I had a bunch of downtime because at this point, nobody had gone into this whole work from home and email you a bunch of times all day. And I have a billion of meetings at home now. And Zoom calls. I didn't know Zoom was a thing until the
I've heard the term. I don't know what it is.
It's just Skype.
Fun,
but it's like the new Zoom. Like,
I see.
Fun fact about the Zoom calls. When it first started becoming really prevalent, everyone bought stock into it. And then it turned out they bought stock into the wrong Zoom.
It is pretty funny,
right?
Actually. Yeah.
So anyway. So I watched the show. I got about 36 episodes in. Now, I went to Dan's stopping point and about four episodes after. You told me at the start.
Not stopping point. I said that the Toph episode was my personal favorite.
Right, Blind Bandit. If I can get to Blind Bandit and I don't like it, I'm probably not going to like it moving forward, is what you told me.
Yeah.
That's 30, it's like 31 or 32 in, and I got a little after that at this point.
Yeah.
And I realized I really wasn't getting engaged in it. I really wasn't enjoying it that much. It wasn't terrible, but I personally found the storylines to be very simple. I found the characters to be very childish. And I know it at the time was geared for kids, but overall at that point, at 36 episodes where I really just wasn't engaged in it at all, I was like, not for me. It's an old show that a lot of people have nostalgia for. And I just wrote it off as that. I tweeted out that I was starting this, and I tweeted out that I was done with it, and I got so many responses that were, no, you just got to get to this point. No, you just got to get to this point.
You just got to get to the series finale.
You just need to get to Sozin's comic.
That was my favorite tweet. Yeah. Someone did respond, and it was a legit statement. It wasn't even like trying to troll me.
Yeah.
No, you really should finish it so you can have a full opinion.
I mean, technically speaking, to have a full opinion, you're not wrong.
I mean, he had a full opinion. It was just a full opinion, not of the full show.
Yeah.
And I got everyone from everything from like, no, just go to Legend of Korra and go back, or go do this.
That's what
and
I actually
go
did.
There.
Yeah.
And then
I actually watched Legend of Korra.
And I just kept chalking up to nostalgia and whatever. When it originally came out, I had just gotten to the army. I was kind of busy doing stuff over the army, deploying to Iraq.
Oh.
Nothing big, but. So it really wasn't for me.
It was like, I'm at war. Let me watch Avatar.
You'd be surprised how much that I
have. Actually, as I said that, I'm like,
That's when I watched all of Doctor Who.
Yeah.
There you go.
Between firefights and explosions, you don't have a lot to do.
You guys, please be quiet over there.
I caught up on all of Doctor Who and became a Whovian. I'd never even seen the show. It was I love that show now.
It's too British.
It's very British.
Very British. You know how much I hate the British.
Yeah.
Socialist.
So anyway, cut to I'm done. I'm irritated with fans hitting me up about the Avatar show. Okay. So I just ignore it at this point and I move on.
Sick and tired of these assholes.
I am, because they would like. I got like weeks later, people are finding this tweet and jumping on board.
Yeah,
like, no,
you're awful. Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I'm an sense. Awful human being because I didn't
actually most of those tweets from me. I just kept making different accounts.
So
I got a lot of free time in between explosions and gunfights.
Ben cut to
sucks
about a month
83.
Ago.
You suck.
Cuts to about a month ago. Dan and I are driving to we're driving to the mountain range. We're doing a mountain range to go rock climbing. Nice. We're going to the gym to go rock climbing.
There that makes go. More sense. There
more believable.
Go. And yeah. I chug coffee a lot of times before we leave because I need energy to jump on the wall. But Dan like triggered me hardcore in the car.
Thought it was at the mount, at the wall that I did this.
No, I triggered
him twice. Then.
You triggered me on the drive up, and then at the wall we realized.
Oh, yes, it was.
Because you got mad that
highway.
I snapped at you.
Because so I said, and this was
like
more of just a statement. Instead of enjoying it, I was like, if you enjoyed the action, and you didn't really care about the story, just watch Sozin's comment. It's got the best bending in the thing.
Yeah.
It's got the best animation.
Yeah.
So.
I remember the reason
we were talking about, someone responded to the tweet again that morning.
Mm.
And so he did exactly what every other fan did, which is no, just watch this one or this one or get to here.
To be fair, Sozin's comment's amazing.
So I just like lay into Dan like, no, Dan, if I didn't like it 36 episodes in, I'm not going to like it if I jump to an episode. I'm not going to like it if I finish a series. I'm not going to like it if I go to Legend of Korra.
It'd be funny if he did finish the series and he was like, that was amazing.
Right. I still am a little hard of hearing after that little bit of a rant.
But like, no, if you catch me like right after I chug coffee, caffeine's in my veins, and then Dan triggers me, I'm like, ah!
To be fair, caffeine isn't in your veins.
Oh. It is. Have you not seen him?
Direct injection.
Yeah.
Have you seen like those adrenaline needles? Like
Ben does it with caffeine.
He gets an EpiPen and he just fills it with coffee.
So we started talking about the whole thing. It turned into a totally different discussion about don't lump him in with the people that are doing the same comments. And then I'm like, Dan, but you're making the same comments. And he's like, but I'm your friend. You should give me the benefit of the doubt.
Thank you.
He paints quite a picture, doesn't he? Yeah.
We're a great couple, aren't
to be fair, mine was mostly just it's got good action. Not you'll love the story by then. No, it was just they got cool fights and blue fire versus red fire and it's big fire.
So eventually we realized, and this is the point of today's episode. And luckily this backstory gave us was 10 minutes of an opener.
For our 5 minute
conversation. I still don't actually know what the topic is.
No, here's the
to do with Avatar.
All right, so Black Widow, it's delayed again. That's the conversation is we delayed
the Mortal Kombat
intro.
Movies not coming out for a while.
It's sad.
Sorry. What it came down to was Dan and I were trying to figure out, well, why didn't I like it? And I was shocking enough to nostalgia, but the more we thought about it, it felt like it's been done before. It felt like I'd seen these characters, I'd seen these stories. There was nothing special, unique about Avatar. But we realized the problem.
Yes, Andrew.
Andrew, the we problem. Realized the true problem about Avatar and why this was my philosophy on it. You, me, and Dan, and most of our audience, consumes media at an increased pace. We're talking countless games, countless movies, countless shows. We each lean towards
we're talking,
one of these, but...
I rewatch sure. Avatar within 4 days.
Yeah.
Because it's easy.
The issue we realized is so many things have taken the ideas that Avatar did, and so many things did it before Avatar, and then Avatar did them so much better, and then things built upon it. The tropes that exist in Avatar are tropes that I've seen a dozen times. It's things that I could call, I saw what was happening, I knew what was going on in the plot. It's not because Avatar itself was inherently bad, it's because so much stuff has stolen these concepts, re-rinsed these concepts, done them in different manners that I've seen the plot to Avatar, basically.
Okay.
But since I'm seeing Avatar at the back end, it just looks like, whatever, seen there, been there, done this. Like a great example is the movie Akira, Japanese animation that's considered one of the best ones out there, right? But that plot's been done 1,000 times now.
Yeah.
So if you go watch Akira now, it's like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, yeah. Why is everybody always talking about this movie kind of thing?
Yeah. If you go read Dark Knight Returns, ooh, a dark and gritty Batman.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was the first time they did it. But if you go read it now, it's like, Injustice did it better.
Now you just go through and you're like, Death Metal. This is just nothing but dark, gritty Batman.
It's like several multiple versions of dark, gritty Batman.
This guy's even named Batman Gritty Batman. Like, I don't even know how
Batman
he came up with
gritty
that.
Gritty Batman.
Yeah. He's so gritty. He's got Batman twice.
Which led to the idea that things are being repeated. They're getting repetitious. We're getting a lot of the same plots, which I know you read a lot of books.
Yes.
That's where Andy comes in, because a lot of the books are the same, aren't they? The detective noir story kind of follows the same beat.
Yes, reader.
You're staring at me like this.
Evil reader.
Well, I mean, the idea of... I mean, literature, fiction, movies, video games, comic books have repeated themselves since like the dawn of their various existences. I mean, that's just the nature of storytelling. Very rarely these days are you going to have an original concept. It's going to have been done in some way, shape, or form before.
Yeah.
That all comes back to like Joseph Campbell and the story of the hero, which is everything has like... It's just laid out. This is how it works. So, I mean, yeah, you're just going to keep getting the same story over and over again. That's just...
Today's topic is to allow Andy to appear intelligent.
First of all, on these shows, I always appear intelligent. It's like when you have the one ugly friend, so you look better.
Whoa, wait, yo.
I know, I'm not saying you're ugly. I'm saying you're both dumb.
Oh.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Bespoke Post, a monthly box of awesome. Bespoke Post is here with a customized box of awesome collections for guys, guaranteed to upgrade your life. Fall has arrived and Bespoke Post has a brand new seasonal box of awesome collections, including my personal favorite, Cask, which includes a charred American white oak barrel for me to store and age my whiskey in, as well as a bottling kit. How cool is that? From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has you covered. To get started, just go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. Every month, new boxes are released across a ton of different categories, and it's free to sign up. Plus, you can skip a month or cancel any time. Each box costs about $45, and it includes over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at aboxofawesome.com and enter the code COMICS at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code COMICS for 20% off your first box. But do you feel that at this point, classics...
Yeah,
air quote, because everyone considers different things classics.
Yeah, it's not, true. Yeah.
Like, you guys consider Avatar a classic. I just consider it whatever.
I do.
But at the same time...
I actually prefer Legend of Korra.
It's classic.
But Legend of Korra. But what I'm saying is... But there's also shows that I know I'm like, this is a great and amazing classic that you're both like, no, not watching that. Do you feel that classics are now being tainted by these stories being reused so many times that if you weren't there when they were popular or nostalgia or whatever, you may run into that problem of I've experienced this before?
Well, no, because like you said, classic is depending on the person. Mm-hmm. So what's classic to me isn't classic to somebody else. Now, if I'm like, dude, you got like with you, Dan was like, you got to watch Avatar. And you're like, I've seen this. I don't, it doesn't really appeal to me kind of thing. That doesn't lessen it for Dan.
Yeah.
Right.
It's just, you don't have that attachment to it or whatever like that. You know, it's like, yeah. That's just how it is.
I think if anything, it's more of a social thing of people have begun going, if the majority of people like this, then you have to like this. Another great example, The Office.
Yeah.
The Office, the type of show it is, has been done so many times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, this
but
point,
so many people, I mean, love Parks it that Rex, you say you like don't love it.
Style.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Exact same show. And it's like, but there are so many people that love The Office that it's like, if you say, I don't like The Office that much, all of a sudden you are wrong. And I think that's kind of more of a direction that we've gone towards is...
Or my favorite comment, and this is what I actually ranted about. This is one thing I actually ranted about based on the latest X-Men runs. Now that I've been reading X-Men, and what I'm enjoying about it is that it isn't the same stuff. It's not the same plot we've read. It, regardless of like it or dislike it.
Yeah, it's arm wrestling instead of sword fights.
But... But what the
go.
But the argument go. That people like to make with that, and I do want to bring this back to the Avatar and the tropes and stuff, but the argument people like to make is if you don't like Hickman's X-Men, well, you're just not smart enough to get it. People like to make that argument with Rick and Morty.
I was going to say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
If you don't get Rick and Morty, even though this episode is terrible, like, but you don't get it. You're just not smart enough.
Rick and Morty isn't for you.
Yeah.
I like that.
You're not smart enough.
I like that one. Whenever somebody says it's not for you. What the hell does that mean? It's not meant for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't get it.
Well, it's not meant for you, okay? Sorry. It's just not meant for you.
I mean, it's fair.
So, I mean, what do you...
It's a great show. I love the show.
Which one?
Rick and Morty.
I do.
I like Rick and Morty, yeah. I'm just saying, I think we can all agree, while Rick and Morty is great, and it is a pretty higher cerebral kind of show, there's also a lot of episodes that's about Rick getting drunk and farting.
Yeah. Every time he turned himself into a pickle.
That's what I mean. Like, like, well, it's so weird with Rick and Morty because it's so weird with Rick and Morty because they'll do things like this episode's talking about how Rick says wubba lubba dub dub if he's sad, and here's the inner monologue of Rick, and then the next episode, I'm Pickle Rick,
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Mr. Poopy Butthole.
It's such a weird show because you will have that deep thought provoking episode, and then Mr. Poopy Butthole.
Yeah, makes sense. What's wrong?
It goes so back and forth. But like, and I think that's why Rick and Morty does so well, though. A lot of those plots really haven't been seen before. The over character story, the character plots.
Yeah.
But what they're doing is just so out there. Mm-hmm. It makes it crazy. But that's the problem I had with Avatar. A lot of these plots that was coming on, one that really stands out to me, that really stood out as like, because when I was watching it, there was an episode about two tribes having to cross through a canyon. And they couldn't bring food.
Oh, yeah.
And they couldn't make a lot of noise because it was like giant spider monsters.
Sure.
And the story that they were telling was that these two tribes were fighting over a stolen relic from when they were, you know, ancient days.
Mm-hmm.
And this battle has gone on for eras now. Two warring sides, but they both have to cross this canyon. And they both bring food, and the spider beetle monsters come and attack them all, and the guide gets injured. And they end up saving the day because it's a kid's show. Within 20 minutes, they're out and they're all good to go.
Actually, they died. It's a kid's show and
that's
got his head ripped off.
That's why they called him the last Avatar. It may have been eaten by spider monsters.
It would have been unique if they did die.
It's true.
That would have been actually kind of funny.
Yeah, that would be.
But the canon episode at the ending just turned into, oh, we're both the same, so we need to team up.
Like it's a lesson.
Yeah, a lesson.
Because it's meant for children.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But that's the same lesson we've seen on countless shows since then.
Right.
Even in probably countless shows before then.
Most likely. Avatar did not do that first. I guarantee
no,
that.
No, no.
Our differences aren't really that big a deal, but we're the same. I can almost guarantee Avatar didn't do that first.
I want to say there was some sort of social movement, like a civil rights movement.
But what I'm saying
is, I could be wrong.
And I think that episode stands out to me because it was such a rehashed plot.
Yeah.
But like, that's the kind of thing that like, oh, I've seen this before. Mm-hmm. Like as soon as Zuko showed up, the first thing I saw when I saw him was, oh, that's Vegeta. You know, like
Vegeta doesn't have a burn over his eye.
But
he does. on the inside.
And before Vegeta, the concept of Vegeta was not new either.
Right.
He's the evil guy that turned into a good guy, but he's still kind of evil.
they call that a redemption arc.
Yeah, that's
also
what I'm saying.
Yes, very much not an Avatar or a Dragon Ball Z thing.
No, Vegeta started it.
No, it was Vegeta. The guys making Dragon Ball Z were like, what if, not stay with me, this is going to be a wild concept. What if we have a bad guy, right? But eventually, he becomes a good guy. Yeah. But he's still got a bit of an attitude.
But he loves his wife,
right?
He's got a little bit of a soft side to it.
Legitimately a better father than our main character.
Oh, way better.
And then
he actually
remembers
his kids.
And Zuko, they're like, well, I liked Vegeta, but let's give him water power. No, fire, it's evil.
Yes, the redemption arc is not a new concept as well.
No, I mean, one of my favorite characters is Red Hood, and his entire existence is a redemption arc.
I hate to tell you this, that was not also a Red Hood original.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure Jason Todd was the first Robin to turn good.
Some guy was in DC Comics was like, all right, stay with me.
You guys haven't seen that Dragon Ball show, right? Okay, stay with me.
Did you come up with that by yourself? Totally.
I mean, and there are a lot of episodes that did stand alone on their own with Avatar and the way they handle things. You know, even the origins of Aang.
Yes, Aang.
Aang. Sure.
Aang and Sokka.
Sokka.
It's Ahsoka?
Ahsoka?
Sokko. Get it right.
Sokko and Toof.
Even his origin. I actually felt his origin was kind of unique and kind of fun. But if it was the first one, but I've seen that kind of thing before. Lost in Time is just Captain America. Damn it.
Okay, I'm just going to sit over here the rest of this episode. Okay, the idea of a hero being lost and eventually coming back and have to save everything, not an original thing for
Captain America. Are you sure?
And also not an original thing for Captain America.
I've got a great new concept.
Hit me with a new one.
I got a great concept, okay? I don't think anyone's done it before.
All right, hit me.
We record ourselves talking in front of a camera.
I'm with you.
And we discuss things.
Interesting. I don't think anyone's ever done it.
We'll call it a poodcast.
Yeah.
But, So you're basically saying that them reusing a lot of the same plots and ideas that were in Avatar, even Nickelodeon and stuff like that, you reusing a lot of this stuff doesn't diminish the original, but it may...
Depends on the person.
I think with that being there, it's showing in pop culture that you need to have another aspect that grabs people. There needs to be an aspect about the character, the environment, something
that holds you as an individual to that story. So like, you know, like I said, I watched Legend of Korra first. I actually prefer Legend of Korra over Last Avatar. You know, you saw Avatar first, you prefer Avatar over Legend of Korra.
Yep.
You didn't watch them when they first came out. You now said that you've seen all this stuff before. It doesn't hold your attention at all.
Right.
But there's other stuff that you like that we don't like.
Right, yeah. No, exactly.
So that's
100%.
What I'm saying. So media in any form, written, video games, radio, music, it's all subjective. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't diminish it in any way. It's just all subjective.
So we can all agree Death Stranding's amazing.
No. That one's extremely subjective.
So, okay.
Almost exclusive that it's just you.
I'm the only one that gets it, man.
I think one
you guys
guy
are
on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
You guys just aren't smart enough to understand
that
Death Stranding.
I'm just not smart enough to get it.
That's right.
Yeah. I have a question for you, but 2 seconds. There's a comment in here that said that Benny's wife got a PS5. How many weeks until she lets him play it? Fun fact, Twitch and Fish Sticks, who commented that, that's my PS5. She already took it away.
Actually, I believe it's Huey's. We owe it to him because DoorDash was sent to the wrong house.
I do not condone hitting women, but have you tried smacking her and taking it?
Just she took thought. It away from me.
She smacked fact, him and took
as
it.
As a matter of fact,
give me that.
She was so adamant about taking it away from me. While I was waiting to come on the show, she came downstairs, had me hook it up, download her game, and she so she can play as soon as she's done with her shower. So it's all hooked up and ready to go now. I wasn't even going to touch it until tonight.
And now you're not going to get to.
So based upon the issue that I have had with... Now you...
You've had an issue with me?
Yeah. You. Well, I've got a lot of issues
you
with you.
Suck.
That's fair.
I just
Most
don't,
people do.
I just don't mention him and it goes away. So.
And I don't care either
it's,
way.
It's like all my other health issues. I just ignore them and they go away.
It's like trauma. You push it deep down until it explodes out and rage, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. What? I mean, are we not supposed to? That sounded like it was a joke.
Is Legend of Korra a little bit different on the idea of not reusing a lot of the old storylines? Does it have unique spins on it?
Actually,
what I enjoy
about unique spins, but I mean, it's
the
still,
Red Lotus. I think was probably the more unique of them.
It does. I mean, it's still. I mean, it's still. It's about
because Korra starts off as late teens, I believe, in the show.
Mm-hmm. Late teens, and she's growing into an avatar. It's just a different hero's journey. It's just a different perspective. It's, but I mean, it's all still. It's all about growth and learning life lessons, and you know, coming together as family and friends and fighting evil, and we all come together. I mean, it's still the same basic concepts.
So then why are there Avatar fans that hate Korra? Because, I mean, I've known enough to know that.
Yeah. The biggest difference between...
there can't be a lady Avatar?
Okay, let's remove the argument of the sexism, because we know that.
All right.
So the biggest difference that a lot of people forget between Avatar Last Airbender and Legend of Korra is... Aang was, what, 12, 13?
Something like that. Yeah.
Something like that.
He was young enough to acknowledge that he's still learning because he's a kid, even though he's the hero.
Exactly. Yeah. So he was a lot younger and had not had the same training, was not in the same universe. But a lot of people look at it as, I need a direct copy of Last Airbender because it was so great. Because you do look at it going, Toph, such a great character, such just
Toffee?
Complete badass. Like, we've got Iroh, super great character. Stop being a little shit, okay?
First of all, it's Iroh.
It's actually
Iroh is my favorite character in that show.
You're making it sound like the H is silent. It's Iroh.
In all seriousness, it was him and Zuko that I liked the most.
Exactly.
They were my favorite. And when I got to, I think it was season two, and they kind of separated them away because they were doing their own journey. I think that might have been where I slightly lost a little bit of interest because I'm like, well, those are the two I like.
Yeah.
And they're taking them away to go on a journey.
And the worst part, he missed Day of Black Sun with Iroh's break. Jailbreak. But that's beside the point.
I like when Iroh shows up in Legend of Korra too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Both Iroh's. Younger Iroh is really cool too.
Indeed.
So Iroh's going to be my favorite across the board.
But I think the biggest problem is people look at it as, this is what I got this time, and... under the same philosophy of, it's the same thing every time, I want that same thing.
Yeah, people don't like change.
They don't. People don't like
change. Well, it's funny, because you got people like me that want change and people that don't want any change. And it's I've noticed it's like a 50-50 split.
Oh, yeah.
One joke that one of the guys was making that we were playing Destiny with, they're forcing you into the new abilities right now to try them out and everything like that. And the ongoing joke is, I don't like change.
I don't like change, generally speaking.
Except when
it comes to my media, oddly enough.
Yeah.
In real life, I don't like change. But when it comes to my comics and crap, I want change.
If we change, the time Andy has to show up by 10 minutes, it throws him off.
No, that's Dan.
Well, yeah, he'll compensate by showing up 3 hours early.
I was going to say, I just show up at the same time and I go... oh no, I forgot. Well, I guess since I'm here, I'll do the same thing I normally do this time.
I'll say the things I've seen on Legend of Korra is, one, they went from like a pseudo fantasy kind of Chinese culture type of show.
Yeah.
To a more modern, steampunkish modern.
Oh, I might like it more just on that alone.
It jumps forward almost 100 years.
I keep saying, I think you might like it because it is also focused more towards an older audience where you just went straight to, this kids show that a lot of people liked because they watched it when they were a kid and they have the nostalgia. I'm going to go in with that.
It's actually funny because as much anime and stuff that I like to watch, I really dislike the, I guess, classic Japanese aesthetic. Like the Japanese-Chinese aesthetic from the classic days, old fights.
Ancient Japan.
Ancient Japan and stuff like that.
Because
a lot of my MMOs...
A lot of my MMOs
will do the same thing. And when they come out with... they always come out with that, here, we're going to the ancient Japan-style expansion area.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft, I hated the pandas in Final Fantasy.
Kung Fu Panda.
I hated Stormblood. I always disliked that one.
Kung Fu Panda, such a great movie.
So they jump forward almost 100 years, and now it's more of a steampunky kind of thing, which I dug. I thought it was really cool. And also, Korra starts out already knowing
three of the elements.
Today's podcast is sponsored by HelloFresh, America's most popular meal kit. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that sends you fresh, high-quality, pre-portioned ingredients and recipes so that you can make meals that are delicious and nutritious. Fresh offers convenient, no-contact delivery to your doorstep for easy home cooking, and with their great value, you could save 40% when using HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. HelloFresh is incredibly flexible to fit into your lifestyle. You can easily change your delivery days or meal preferences. You can even skip a week whenever you need to directly through the app. I like HelloFresh because it allows me to cook delicious meals without the hassle of finding ingredients and recipes. Not only does HelloFresh help you eat well, it lets you pretend you know how to cook. Because that's what I do with my wife. I get HelloFresh and don't tell her where I got it from. They've also helped feed those in need and have donated 3.5 million meals in 2020 alone. Go to HelloFresh.com/experiment90 and use the code experiment90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/experiment90. Use the code experiment90 to get $90 off, including free shipping. And you too can look like you know how to cook.
So there's no training process.
Well her there whole is. Training is, it, she starts off in the first, basically, it, I mean, she learns it in the first season or the first book, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
She's got to learn airbending, but she's more of the physical aspect of bending and not of the spiritual side, which okay. is more of airbending. Mm-hmm. So that whole thing is her trying to come to grips with the way the world is and airbending at the same time, and she's got to deal with stuff. And then the rest of the series as a whole is about her basically trying to come to grips with like the spiritual realm and the physical world.
Well, for most of Korra, it's actually her doing Avatar things, whereas
Aang's learning Aang to be an Avatar.
Learning to be an Avatar for this one main thing, and then the what would be the show eventually became, or the show Korra was essentially the comics of now he's
got a fully realized Avatar in the actual world.
It's exactly. funny because those follow-up comic series that you've been doing, right? Because yes. even I didn't read them, but even based on the titles, I could tell it was a lot more action-packed and things actually happening because he learned everything.
And a lot darker than the show.
It reminds me of the Smallville comics, which, no, because in the show, totally. It's 10 seasons of him learning to be Superman. And then season 11
comics are all him being Superman.
He's Superman doing Superman thing.
For some reason in my head, I heard Supernatural. I'm like,
same thing.
First off, Supernatural has comics?
They do. It's the origin of the car. That's not even a joke.
He comes off the impound, off the assembly line.
He goes, the only one issue.
It's the one issue of them just putting together this car and then it's off the assembly line.
Isn't that one of the episodes in like season 6 though? It's the dad.
It's a long thing because when the series first started, DC did a couple comics and then all of that was retconned out as the series went on.
As you do.
All right. Sorry. Keep going. Smallville comics.
Well, I'm just saying that sounds like they did with the Smallville comics. Because following season 10 when he became Superman, the comics then he fought Brainiac and got Kryptonite. And
Batman showed up.
Batman showed up. Like it was Superman finally. It was right. Like, that would have been an amazing season. Imagine Tom Welling meeting his Batman.
That would have been awesome.
So, okay. So now here's, since we'll probably never have a topic that'll be more related to this, how do you guys feel Netflix is going to do with their remake of it now that the creators are off the show?
I do not have high hopes, and I'm going to do the same thing I did with the movie. I am going to wait. I'm going to let other people watch it, and I'm either going to pretend it never happened or watch it and enjoy it. Hopefully the latter. Yeah, but I am very willing to accept the former.
Is it a remake, or are they doing season 4?
It's supposed to be a remake. It's supposed to be a live-action remake.
So our comics are still season 4.
Yes. It's supposed to be a remake that the creators were like, we don't agree with what they're doing, so we're leaving. And it's like, ooh, the creators are not a fan of the remake that's literally remaking the thing they created. This isn't good.
I mean, for me, it depends. I'll have to watch it. I have no real, like, oh my God. You know, like, I'll check it out. I think people get stuck too much on how, like, I just want it to be the cartoon, but live action.
Right.
Like, I think that's a terrible mindset to have. And really, then what's the point?
No, honestly, you're a great example of that being bad. The Ghost in the Shell movie with Scarlett
right,
Johansson.
Which was pretty much like the actual anime, but live action.
And or really, literally any anime that turned into live action, like the Full Metal Alchemist on Netflix, live action, or the Bleach.
Yeah, those are terrible.
They are so bad.
Like, those are like sci-fi channel, low-budget movies.
Those are like YouTube channel, we're making a fan movie, and then got to Netflix.
I don't think everything needs to be 100% direct adaption. For instance, I really like The Witcher show.
Yeah.
Which was not 100% adaption of the books or the video games.
Right.
It's like, funny it because the show got me to go. I've actually gone through a lot of the audiobooks. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't the same guy.
No, not even a
Henry
little bit.
Henry Cavill's doing. And I have played Witcher 3 a little bit. I didn't get very far into it. I'd say probably about 5 hours. And just from what I played, Henry Cavill is not that guy, and the book guy is not that guy.
No, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. I don't, and while I very much enjoyed the show, I've enjoyed all versions of The Witcher so far. I've enjoyed the show, the books, and the video games. I don't think it has to be a direct adaptation. Mm-hmm. And to me, if you're just going to do a direct remake of the cartoon, what's the freaking point? Like, right. I will just go watch the cartoon. Why am I going to watch the live action version? I don't get it. So, I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you if it's going to be good. I'll check it out when it comes out and then decide then.
I think my biggest concern is I feel like that they're not doing a direct adaption, which I'll agree. I don't want a direct adaption because then you go, but it's the exact same thing.
Right.
Like
I said that about the Disney live action movies.
Yeah, that's why I don't watch
them. Yeah.
It's like, what's the point?
Exactly. And but like I'm
especially The Lion
concerned.
King,
because it's literally the same movie.
Yeah.
So like Beauty and the Beast, actually.
Yeah. Now they had a few moments extra.
Go ahead, Jen.
Am I good?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the gay guy got married in the Beauty and the Beast remake.
See, I knew he was going to do that. That's why I didn't even try. No, I think like my biggest concern. Like my biggest concern is that with the creators leaving.
Yes, that doesn't bode well.
My biggest concern is that they're betraying some of the characters. Like I'm worried that they're going to have some characters acting out of character for who they are.
Right. Sokka's like beatenish.
Exactly.
Cutting off people's heads, and he's like, right, Ong?
Honestly, let's be honest, Sokka would do that just to piss him off.
Probably, yeah.
But that's my bigger concern is, and of most people, that they aren't going to do Iroh justice or Toph justice or like...
Toph's not blind.
Exactly. Something like that. Like they go with the original design when it was the big muscly man like, what if we did a small blind girl? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, it's supposed to be
what
a
if it's
massive,
Gaston?
It's Gaston. No one bends like Gaston.
So I think since it's subjective, can we all agree that Dragon Ball Evolution was the best live action adaptation?
No.
But what was that?
That was the one where the director later came out and was like, look, I didn't look it up. I just wanted a paycheck. I'm so sorry.
Goku goes to high school and Bulma is like this
didn't girl. See it.
It's so hey, bad.
Don't.
Okay.
Unless you want to go in and go, well, how could you possibly mess up Dragon Ball? It's just two guys fighting. And I mean, go, oh, what if it was a CW drama?
Okay. I mean, I've seen Dragon Ball.
Vegeta! What are you doing? I want to be quarterback. I've been training.
They're in high school.
Camp,
they're in high school.
Is Vegeta there?
Yeah, I think he is.
Like,
sure.
Legitimately?
I think.
Like, he's out, like, captain of the football.
Or there's, like, a character.
And he's like, I want to watch it just because I'm curious.
Or there's
the,
like.
How awful this is.
Anyway.
I think he is in there. But yeah.
First Goku's first day, like, watch out for that guy. He's the captain of the football team. And it's Vegeta with, like, the little eye thing. Like, on the football field. My God.
That guy's GPA level's above 9,000.
I'd watch that. I think more things need to go to high school.
Oh, yeah. There's Bulma and Vegeta.
Nice. This is why he's not allowed things on the desk.
That doesn't look like Vegeta at all.
That kind of looks like Bulma.
That's Goku.
Yeah.
Good sweet Jesus. Yeah.
You didn't know this existed?
I didn't.
It was the weird American.
I'm not like the biggest Dragon Ball fan to begin with, but so I probably just didn't notice it when it came out. When did it come out?
Last year. Yeah. Oh. No, before 2010. It was a while.
I probably just didn't.
It's kind of like the 2002 Godzilla, where they're like, you know, this iconic monster from Japan that's been around for like 50 years? What if we made it an iguana?
And it's babies? Raptors.
Huh? Oh no, it's a Komodo dragon!
I was watching a video, like a history of how we got to that. The way they got there is nobody wanted to do the project, and two directors came in and said, you give us complete creative control, and we will do it.
And why would they think that's a good idea? That's what always questions my, like, that's the question I always have.
Right.
Why did you think that was a good idea?
I know, and why didn't they choose Reptar?
Yeah.
Like, it's just a normal live action, but then there's an animated Reptar.
To end this episode, just if you don't know what happened to that version, Toei, the actual owners of Godzilla, were so furious about that.
They made their own movie where Godzilla beat the crap out of that.
Yeah, they poorly animated the CG of him, and Godzilla took him out on one hit.
And they burnt that studio to the ground.
It was the only way.
We almost didn't get the good Godzilla American remake.
Yeah.
Because of that. They were scared.
I enjoy the new Godzillas.
Yeah. So, do you know they're doing Godzilla versus King Kong?
Of course.
2021?
They did that as an after credit scene.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, sorry, they did the director.
They showed that, like, what the? Is it a big monkey?
I like
and they're like,
version.
This is a preview of the year 2020.
Yeah, pretty much.
Honestly. Dude, I wouldn't have even been surprised if we woke up real kaiju.
All right, who had kaiju in November?
Ah, oh, bingo!
2020 bingo!
Hey!
Yeah!
I got murder hornets. And
I guarantee you, Godzilla does something to keep his energy up, Dan.
I believe it's G Fuel, where you can get so much energy you knock it off the desk, but you can save 10% with the code COMICS at checkout.
Make sure to like break it open and there's just G Fuel.
G Fuel everywhere.
Thank you guys for joining us in today's episode. Oh, look, we stretched it out long enough again.
Yeah.
I don't know why you always think
I'm a master stretcher.
It's become a running joke at this point that it's going to be a short episode.
Yeah, I'm a good fisherman. You know, I'm a masturbator.
Nice.
Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to check this out on your favorite podcast network. Support us by going to patreon.com/comicstorian, subbing right here at Twitch, and join us live next week at Thursday at about 3 p.m. Eastern.